broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
No. It's real hard when you're trying to do the right thing, you know, because...
Hi, this is Attorney Tom Watley. Who am I speaking
to? We heard like a big old boom next door to the classroom. And,
he pulled his pants down?
Famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, knows exactly how to do it, and goes places other talk shows would not dare go. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, and we're online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. A mistaken robber, a woman who was just in a store and is mistaken for a robber and then tasered by cops, will be the topic of our discussion with Dave Oliver this hour. He joins us to discuss the use of tasers by police. Still to come tonight, the most bizarre 911 call that you ever heard. You know, anyway, so we'll play that for you. 877-876-7445. Our website is philhendryshow.com. So we invite you to go over there and get a backstage pass. You can watch the live streaming video of the show each and every night as we go where, you know, no man has gone before and all that stuff. And you also have access to the thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of all of our archived audio and all of our podcasts and all of our classic Phil podcasts and our news feed and our email and everything else, as well as our shop, of course. Pick up our classic best of CDs. It's over there at philhendryshow.com. Dave Oliva is with us. Dave is a student at L.A. Canyon College in northern L.A. County. He's taking criminal justice in preparation for a career in law enforcement. And he joins us tonight. We wanted to talk a little bit about this use of tasers. We have another taser story here, Dave. What do you think in general about the use of tasers?
I think, in general, I think they're a great benefit to police officers. I think many lives have been saved when you don't have to rely necessarily on a decision between, say, using a billy stick or PR-24 and a deadly force. When you have something that is going to control the situation, you know, but it's not the use of deadly force, I think it's a great asset to a police officer to have something like that.
And the controversy that's been going on around tasers has been at times quite vociferous, given the object of the tasing. For instance, the elderly woman. What do you think of that? Is that all overblown?
I think it is, yeah. I think that especially when you get older people, my experience has been, even though I'm not yet LAPD, I mean, my whole desire is to eventually go into the LAPD Academy and become an LAPD officer, you know, but my experience has been just, you know, reading up on it and going on ride-alongs and so forth, that old people are, we're going to get a lot of sympathy, you know, when a police officer is forced to use a taser on them. Most people think that an elderly person is going to be more at risk. Let me tell you, Mr. Henry, taser is very, very safe. Everybody, you know, can be tased safely. You could tase a child. We've seen incidents where a child is tased, and the more that a police officer uses a taser, the more that he's able to control a situation.
Now, we have here in Rancho Cordova, California, a 24-year-old woman who went into the CVS pharmacy there to get some candy for a movie, but she ended up getting mistaken for a robber, according to both the woman and the officer's accounts. Her name is Andrea Borman. She walked to the store near her apartment in Rancho Cordova on Monday night. While she was inside, the place was robbed and the suspect took off. When Borman walked outside after the robbery, she was contacted by officers who told her to wait by the police cruiser. Officers say she matched the same general description as the suspect. You know the story?
I'm a little bit familiar with it. Yes, I am.
Okay. I just got to read it for my listeners.
Sure.
The officers say she matched the same general description as the suspect, a black female wearing dark clothing. According to Borman, she tried to show officers her receipt from the store, and then things escalated, and they eventually did tase her. So she wasn't the robber, but she got tased. Is that unusual?
No, that's not going to be that unusual. I think people need to understand something. Just because you got tased doesn't mean that you have been, that anyone thinks you're guilty. That's got nothing to do with it. you would get tased sometimes in order for the police to calm the situation down. You might get tased sometimes in order for the police to clear a doorway to make sure that everything is under control. If you have a lot of people running around in a store or in a situation that is not yet secure by the police officers on site, and they need to secure the site, they're going to use their tasers to just, okay, what do we got? You know, what do we got? And what do I mean by that? They need to assess, you know.
We often hear police officers say they have to assess the situation.
That is correct, right.
What does that mean?
Well, that means, okay, where's the good guys? Where's the bad guys? What's going on? And the way to do that a lot of times is to tase as many people as you can who are in the area so that you can start to pick through who is what you want to call a suspect and who is not a suspect.
Now, in the case of this young lady, Angela Borman, who was tased, she just was in the store getting something to eat. She's getting a snack for a movie. And obviously, she's not the person that robbed the place. Let's listen to her, Andrea Borman. She's talking to Channel 40, Fox Channel 40, out in the Inland Empire of California, on what happened when she was mistaken for a thief.
It's just hard when you're trying to do the right thing, you know, because a trip to the CVS turned into complete hysteria. It was pretty bad. I was knocked to the ground. I was in a chokehold. And then while I was laying on the ground, I was tased while I was on the ground with my arms behind my back. I was tased.
So she's obviously not happy about it.
No, she's not going to be happy about it, but she doesn't really understand what police procedure is. She's laying on the ground, okay, but she has to be tased because of the fact that she was in a store that got robbed, and she's still, you know, talking, and basically, they've got a taser. I don't know what the exact thing is, but my understanding is that she kept on saying, you know, I didn't do it, blah, 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 or something, you know.
Well, she said she had a receipt she was trying to show the officers that proved that, you know, she was not the robber, that she bought something.
Well, that ain't going to prove nothing.
No, but it was the receipt, you know.
No, that ain't going to prove nothing.
That she bought something?
No, that ain't going to prove nothing, because the robber could have a receipt that says, hey, I bought something too. So what we have here with this lady is a classic example of an individual. Police are trying to do their job. They tased her. They probably tased, you know, a lot of people in the course of the night to try to figure out who the robber was, and she's going to try and find the closest TV camera to talk into it and say, hey, look, you know, look what happened to me, and I don't know if she's looking to have a lawsuit.
So I'm clear here. She said she was on the ground, her hand...
No, I understand what she said.
So, give it to me again. Why would somebody who's laying on the ground with their hands behind their back, why would they be tased?
A lot of times you're going to tase them if you have said to them, okay, you're in cuffs now, you're laying on the ground, I am engaged in other aspects of this investigation, and I need for you to not talk anymore, and they keep on talking. A lot of times it's a reminder to, to not talk.
Where do you get off? I mean, not get off. But where? At what point does somebody say, "Boy, that sounds like an excessive force"?
Wait, what do you mean?
To tell somebody not to talk?
Well, if you say don't talk and they keep talking, you use a taser. Now, it's not excessive force because you're not causing any injury. You know.
But it's painful.
It's painful. Have you ever been tased, Mr. Henry?
No, I have not.
Okay, then you don't know. I mean, it's painful for, like, people make a really big deal out of it, but if it was so bad, how come you see everybody in the news getting tased? You know, how come you always see, like, Rick Sanchez or whoever that was that got tased? Because it's not that bad. And so when someone's talking, you'll tase them to say, please don't speak anymore. What are you doing here? You know, they don't have a quick answer. You have to tase them. You got to get them to the ground. Are you the store owner? Are you a suspect? And they're, I don't know. You have to tase them. Tasing is not as dangerous as people have led to believe in all of the stories that we've heard about it for ever and ever more. It's not that bad. And it makes police officers, it gives us a bad name. I say us, you know, I'm not yet a police officer, but I like to think I speak for them. It gives us a bad name when somebody like this lady is going, yeah, they tased me, okay. You know.
Well, how do you hear that? I mean, the average citizen's going to hear that that person got tased. They're going to think it's pain.
If you talk about a policeman?
Yeah.
Well, we hear that and we go, yeah. If someone says to me, yeah, I got tased, we go, okay, and? Because they're waiting for you to go, oh, man, no kidding? Did it hurt? You know, no, you're not going to do that. You're going to say, when a civilian says to you, and then I got tased, you're going to say to them, okay, and? You know? And then what else? You're waiting for the interesting part, you know, that it never comes. And
all right, so to you guys, getting tased is no big thing. And to the average civilian, it sounds like a pretty scary thing.
And I blame the media for that, sir.
And you blame the media why? Because there's been so many demonstrations of it that show...
You know, they've got demonstrations of people that are going, ah, ow, ow, you know. Like Rick Sanchez, that famous one, he's going, ah. And they play it up like it's, you know... But, and that lady, too, you know, she's going, oh, they tased me, they tased me. If we didn't have the taser, then we would have to resort to deadly force. And that means there'd be more, you know, civilians that are dead as opposed to fewer. So I think that this lady here, every time a civilian gets on television and says, they tased me, they tased me, what they're doing really is showing the rest of the country that they're kind of... dishonest, because they're trying to get sympathy for something that people know is not that bad, you know.
All right, Dave Oliva is joining us. So getting tased is not the painful and excruciatingly frightening experience that so many of us imagine it is. People are making a big thing out of nothing, is what you're saying, right?
Yeah, that basically, yeah.
And that police officers, as a matter of course, will tase anybody and anyone in order to figure out who the good guys and the bad guys are. We're going to come back with your phone calls for Dave Oliva as we talk about the idea of the police, tasers, how often, how little. 877-876-FILL. Your phone calls with our guest Dave Oliva next. 877-876-7445. And next hour, the News Hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
We're talking here with Dave Oliva, a prospective L.A. police officer. He's a student at L.A. Canyon College who takes law enforcement, criminal justice. And we're talking about the tasing of suspects by police officers. We had an incident here in California this past weekend where an innocent woman, a woman who was in a store, got tased by a police officer. Dave, you're saying that innocent people get tased all the time.
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing I think we need to... let people know.
So the police are tasing people who are not necessarily guilty of a crime because they want to, in your, what you're telling is control the situation.
Well, that's exactly right. You have to, as a police officer, your number one job is to control the situation, to make sure that the people are compliant to your commands, you know. I think when I say that innocent people, you say innocent people, well, what do you mean? I mean, first of all, at the crime scene, you don't know yet who is innocent. There is someone who committed a crime. There are people who are innocent, but you don't know who. So you have to tase as many people as you can to figure out, you know, what's going on, really. And so, look, there's two young men that I know right now in the L.A. Police Academy. You can tase them, and they don't even hit the ground. I've seen at least one who's a guy by the name of Randy Shepard. Anybody who knows Randy knows what I'm talking about. And he's been tased, and it'll be, I wish I could describe it, but basically he just, like, it hits him, and he goes, like, you know, he grits his teeth and just holds on and does not never fall. So the reason why I'm saying that...
Oh, are you kidding me? I mean, I've seen huge men drop by a taser.
Yeah, I mean, it's very powerful, but I'm saying... it's not so powerful that you can't will like in the case of this one guy, that the Randy Shepard I'm telling you about, can't will yourself to just...
What does he do?
I can't really describe it other than to say he just grits his teeth and just, you know, like right when the taser hits, he just tells himself, no way, no way, no way. You know, it's not going to beat me. And I'm not saying everybody can do that, but I'm saying that being tased, and that's why a lot of these old people who get tased, especially that old lady that I heard, it's really unfortunate, Mr. Henry, that they are at that age dishonest and scream and yell about the cop being police brutality when they're, I mean, I hate to say it, she's just a lying old woman, you know.
Are you talking about the lady in Texas?
Yes, sir.
877-876-PHIL is the number here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Joshua in Greensboro, North Carolina. Go ahead, Joshua.
Yeah, I just want to clarify a few things. For one, I am a police officer, and I also have a bachelor's degree in criminal justice. We, as an officer, we don't go around tasing just anybody, just a little situation. The only time we break our taser if we're threatened. It's an escalating force policy. It's called use of force policy. And we have to follow that. If we don't follow that, we open ourselves up for lawsuits. It's just how it works.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't mean that everybody you tase is going to be a criminal, right? Sometimes you're going to tase someone who is innocent. And that's what I'm saying.
No, sir.
Yeah, you are.
You were saying you had it seem like that we're going around tasing. You know, we go out there and say there was a convenience store robbery, and we're just going to go there and we're going to tase everybody until we find the guilty one. That is not the...
Well,
no. If we have somebody, if we detain somebody, and we have a suspect, say we have a person that matches the description of the suspect, we pull them aside, we do stop them, we do question them, and if they get combatant, we don't tase them. We try to minimize the situation first. If we tell them to be quiet, they don't be quiet, well, we do a thing. We handcuff them, and we put them in the police car until we can, all right, look, you calm down now. All right, now what situation? We don't, once we have them down, we do not tase them. Actually, you cannot tase them.
Well, in the case here in California of this lady in Rancho Cordova, she was tased on the ground, but that's because she wouldn't shut up, you know?
Well,
and so the police officer just said, here, you know, and he tased her just to get her to just to shut up.
Just to shut up.
You can't do that. If you do that, you open yourself up for lawsuits. You know, there are so many steps. Sir, have you reviewed you want to be a member of the LAPD, if I recall, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Have you you reviewed the policy for community policing?
Use of force policy, yes, sir. And LAPD has a booklet, use of force policy, that we have to review, yes, sir. And you're right, you know, but in a situation like in L.A., you know, when they had the riots break out, I don't know if you remember back the Rodney King riot. Okay, that is hairy. Okay, yeah, so that was really hairy for those police officers on scene down at Western, you know. So now you got, like, say, a half a dozen police officers, but you got 30 or 40 civilian, you know, citizens who are throwing bottles and stuff. So you just start dropping people with tasers and just, you know.
Okay, let's take the taser out of the situation, okay, with the lady in the CVS. All right, so once they had her outside, right, and she wouldn't shut up.
Right.
If we didn't have a taser, would it be okay to shoot her?
Well, if she talking so much...
Is it okay to escalate the force to use of deadly force because she won't shut up?
If her talking was designed to make the police officer unsafe...
The only way you can use a taser if you are at a threat. If they are handcuffed
Not
taser.
Okay. Okay, Joshua, thank you. I got to take a break, though. I appreciate your call. It's some expertise there from a police officer. Thank you, sir. A police officer in Greensboro.
No, but I mean, what he's saying is true, Mr. Henry, but there's a lot that he can't say because civilians are not going to understand. When he said to me, would you use deadly force against that woman if she wouldn't shut up, if she just is talking so much that the police officer cannot clear his mind, you know, and know what the next thing is that he's got to do, then you got a shooter.
You're going to shoot someone for talking too much.
If it presents, just you heard what he said, if it presents a situation where the police officer is in deadly, you know, it's deadly, you know?
Shooter.
Yeah, if she's just blah, 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 blah.
All right, our number 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Dave Oliva on Tasers, the use of force, and more here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Blah, 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 blah.
Phil Hendry. World-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Welcome back. Here with me is Dave Oliva from L.A. Canyon College. A woman mistaken for a robber is tasered by, I think these were Sacramento County Sheriffs. I said Inland Empire. This is up north.
Yes, sir. That was Northern California. I made the same mistake.
I thought this was out San Bernardino. This is Rancho Cordova, and it was the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department. I want to ask you this question before we go to a phone call. Give me an example of a situation, not the L.A. riots. Give me an example of a more commonplace situation that a police officer might face, Dave, where he's going to have to start tasing more than one person.
Well, I do remember a ride-along that I remember being on whereby they came up on a party. It was some kind of a barbecue or party. It was out here at Legion Park, and which is down near Dodger Stadium.
Right.
And this was a group of people. They were pretty big people. There was a lot of very big men. You know, it was a hot day, and everybody was drinking beers. And these, like, one, two, three, probably four or five of these very large dudes started to approach the police officer in a menacing fashion. You know, hey, what are you doing here? And shut up and everything. And that's when the police officer just nodded to his partner. They just looked at each other and nodded. And they dropped all four of them with the tasers. And now, the reason why they did that...
They dropped four of these big guys.
Yeah, yeah, because the reason why they did it is you got four big Samoans drinking Ice House beer on a hot day, and their girlfriends are yelling at them, and you are not even going to go, oh, I know what I'll do. I think I'll go up and talk to them. Yeah, right.
You know, well, why wouldn't you? You're a police officer to protect and to serve. You're contacting a civilians.
Well, hold on, man. Yeah, I mean, if you were going down to a guy's house and there's a guy just washing his car or something, but these are like four huge Samoans and their girlfriends are all jumping up and down. And,
well, what were they doing that was threatening the officers?
What were they doing?
Yeah.
They were big. You know, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, because these men were big dudes and they're drinking beer.
They were drinking Ice House beer. Are you familiar, Mr. Henry, with Ice House beer?
Am I familiar with Ice House beer? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I am. 6% alcohol?
Yeah, it's got a kick, you know. And if you imagine a big Samoan spending the whole day, it's now about 3 o'clock. So you know he's been probably packing these ice houses away since easy 10 a.m.,
And why you're making that assumption, I don't know. So all these officers did is they saw these four big Samoans approaching them with, and this whole thing about Samoan, I mean, you know, we're bordering on racism here.
No, they were. They were Samoans, you know?
They weren't Hispanic, they weren't...
No, I mean, these are big. If you've ever seen a Samoan, like rugby players or football players, and they're all like walking, they're not even walking, they're going, if you've seen a Samoan... They go one leg and then the other. They rock back and forth. And they're rocking back and forth with their hair in a ponytail, and they have tank tops on, and they got, what do you call it, like an Ice House beer. And this officer just looks at the other one and goes, you know, you got it. You know, just they nod at each other like, you know, not a problem. You know, bam, 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 bam. They all went down like, you know.
All right, 877, that to me is you know, 877-876-PHIL, that to me sounds like a lawsuit. Let's take a phone call here. We have Herman in Dallas, Texas on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Herman.
Hello. Let me preface my statement by saying this. I'm a 15-year military veteran, infantry. My first cousin is a 20-year Dallas police officer. That is excessive force. I'm not exactly sure what this guy's talking about, and I hope he never hits the streets, because there's poor judgment. Once your suspect is subdued on his stomach or on his back, he should be cuffed. There's no reason to taser anyone. Only time you should taser anyone or use excessive force when you feel bodily harm coming against you. Any police manual will tell you that. So you just don't jump out just tasing people just because you have a taser on your hip. That's a lawsuit. That's unconstitutional. You cannot taser someone for free speech. You're a police officer. You protect and to serve and to be diplomatic and use diplomacy and tact in that fashion. You guys have a good day.
Exactly. I agree with him.
Well, that's not what you're saying, though.
Yeah, I am.
Well, no, you're not. You said first of all, you said in the case of the girl, she was talking too much.
I'm saying if she's talking so much that the police officer is getting so distracted, like he doesn't know what's up, you know, and she's all blah, 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 and he's like, he gets,
how can you tase somebody?
No, hold on, Mr. Ernie. It's not deadly force. You know, if she's just blah, 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 like we're disoriented, that's what I'm trying to say. He's all disoriented and confused. He doesn't know where he is anymore because she won't shut up. Then, yeah, I agree with what that man said.
And what about those four Samoans that you're talking about?
That you just heard what the man said. If you feel that you're being approached in a menacingly way, and that's what they go, man, this, we're not even going to talk about this because look at this, man. Because I remember when they pulled up, I remember the guy driving goes, oh, man, look at this, you know. And so, you know.
Well, what does that mean, oh, man, look at this?
He's got four pissed off Samoans drinking Ice House beer. If you're familiar.
I know Ice House beer has 6% alcohol. I understand that. I just didn't know that four guys drinking beers, no matter how big they are, posed a threat. Paul in Hawaii, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Dave Oliva. Go ahead, please.
Hi. You know, I just cannot believe my ears. You know, I'm listening to this guy, and I'm like, wow. You know, if he's in the academy, you know, he shouldn't be allowed to graduate. I mean, with that mindset. Anyways, having said that, I think tasers are supposed to be a last resort. I don't see, you know, that's why there's backup, man. I mean, what about backup? I mean, if you're not big and you're concerned about two or four guys being too big, that's why there's the radio.
You still gotta use a taser, man. Yeah, you still gotta use it. And another thing, if you call backup and you only have another car available to you, okay, so there's now four against four. That's not, you know. I mean, that's four big Samoans going up against four regular-sized guys.
I apologize. I don't mean to tell you how to do your job. I'm not a policeman. Let me clarify that. And, you know, that if I'm a civilian and I get tased over the fact that I'm too big or if I'm holding a Budweiser or a Corona, come on. I mean, there's got to be more thoughts into tasing someone other than just the fact that they don't like the way I look.
That's a good point Paul's making, because you haven't said anything to me yet other than these were four big dudes, you know.
Well, I mean, look, they were four big dudes, and there have been complaints. There have been complaints that there have been some, you know, I'll tell you, I'm sorry, I don't want to be crude or anything, but there was some family, and they were farting, you know what I mean? They're farting, and they're belching and all this stuff. Okay? Okay, sir?
You're talking to me?
Both of you guys. You understand.
Okay, so you're telling me they were farting and belching.
Yeah, and so they called the police to say that they were getting out of control, they're farting and everything, and they're picking their girlfriends up, you know, and you could, their dresses were going over their heads. So that's a situation where you don't think it's necessarily dangerous, but if a dude's going to pick his girlfriend up and cut a fart and her dress goes over her head, you have to think he's capable of something dangerous.
If I call for backup
and I get two guys, that's four guys, and there's four big Samoans cutting farts and,
you know, just because these dudes are cutting farts, man, I don't hear that to be they don't have guns, you know, they don't have who are they hurting?
You guys don't get it, you know.
I don't get it. I think I don't get it. I apologize. I'm going to have to go in a few seconds. But I just wanted to say, I think the Academy, you know, they're pretty good at weeding people out. And I think, you know, that person should consider doing something else. Or please stay away from my weed.
That's not very kind, man. You know.
Thank you. And, I'm so sorry. You guys have a good evening. Thank you very much for your show.
Well, but again, you know, if... See, that guy hung up and everything.
Of course he's hanging up. I mean, you said that all these Samoan guys were doing were cutting farts, belching, picking their girls up so their dresses went over their heads, and for that they get tased.
Mr. Henry, no, not for that they get tased. Not for that.
Well, then why did they get tased?
When the radio car pulled up, these four guys were going, not walking forward, they were going side to side, rocking back and forth side to side, right?
Uh-huh.
But that was them walking forward. That's what they looked like. That's how big they were. And they're all like, hey. It's like four big... I mean, I'm sorry to have to use the word, but it's like four big retards just going, And
yeah, you know, that use of that word, I might have forgiven it if it had been applicable, but that, four big retards...
Well, I mean, what are you going to do if there's four escape, you know, and they're like, hey. So these two officers go, you know what, man, no discussion necessary. That's what I'm trying to say.
No, whatever it is you're trying to say, you have not yet justified the use of tasers on these guys. Here's Brad in Madison, Wisconsin. Brad, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, Mr. Henry, I really hope that this gentleman... doesn't become involved in law enforcement. His concept of when to use force is totally off the wall. You only use force...
Well, I mean, I learned it from LAPD, you know.
I've been a police officer for 18 years, and the only time that you use force is to confront a direct threat. Gentlemen,
right.
Four big gentlemen approaching you, no matter how big they are, does not constitute a direct threat. You just need to use your mouth and use common sense and call for some backup and talk to people. If you're that quick to use...
What if they're using drinking Ice House beer and everything?
That's immaterial. Whether they're drinking or not, if they're not posing any kind of threat to you whatsoever, talk to people. That's how... When you're that quick to use force,
mm-hmm.
That's what gives
mm-hmm.
police officers a bad name.
There you go. Yeah. And that's a really good point that Brett, what happens in LA or Madison, every cop is tinged with that, you know.
I'm not trying to make any police officer. I love the police. My whole life I've wanted to be a police. Okay? But I mean, you gotta admit, and I'm sorry, that what would you do?
Talk. Talk to them. Find out what they want. What's going on?
Well,
you have to, as an officer, keep your cool. If you don't keep your cool, they're not going to keep their cool. And you escalate the situation, then, not them.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Well, I mean, all they knew was what was called in, that these four big guys are sitting there being rude, cutting farts and everything.
There's no law against being rude.
How do you
tase a guy because he's farting?
I mean, I'm just telling you that the police officers looked at these four big dudes. I mean, they were big.
How big? How tall were they?
Well, I mean, they were probably about 6'1 or 6'2.
Okay, and what were they, really big, huge guys like football players?
Yeah, they looked like SC, you know, they went to SC or something.
Okay, so they're big freaking football players. 250 pounds, whatever?
No, man. These guys are like 300 pounds.
Okay.
This guy, the gentleman I'm speaking to right now, is a police officer, did he say?
Yes, he did.
Okay, sir.
Yes, sir.
Why not tase him and then figure it out later?
You can't do that.
Well, that's
a lawsuit. If you drop a taser on somebody without a direct threat, you're asking to get sued. And not
later.
Only does your department get sued, you get sued personally. And I'm not going to put myself on the line for something stupid like that.
If you and I were partners and I tased all four of them, you wouldn't back me up?
No. If you tased all four of them, I have no choice at that point but to help you out, but that doesn't mean I agree with what you're doing.
Okay, good. I'm glad you got my back.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But that's at the time. I'm not dropping my taser, okay? I'm
going
to have to deal with the mess you created. That's different.
All right, I have to take a break. I'm sorry. I'm laughing.
What is so funny, sir? I'd like to know.
I mean, what Brad said there, I have no choice. I gotta help you. You've just put him in a bad situation. He's not going to put his taser on him. He just told you. And whatever it is you think you're going to do, what are you going to do, handcuff all of them?
Well, yeah.
Anyway, Brad, thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. So, you're going to tase all four and ask questions later, huh?
I'm telling you, they were four big, big.
Well, what are we talking about, man? The Incredible Hulk? Hold on. 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Next hour, Robert Leonard and Bud Dickman in the News Hour.
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Back here with Dave Oliva from L.A. Canyon College. Dave is hoping to be a member of the LAPD after he graduates and goes into the L.A. Police Academy. We're talking about a tasing that took place up in Sacramento County, but it happens every day all over America that officers are called upon to use their tasers. In this case, the woman was not a suspect. She was just an innocent bystander. She was somebody who went into the store, but nonetheless was tased as the result of a series of actions. Now, the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department said today that the... What's today? Tuesday or... today? Is today Tuesday? I don't even know what the hell today is. Tuesday, right? Yeah. Tomorrow is... hold on for just a second. I got to find out what this... Today is Tuesday, yeah. So it happened today, and they say that their officers' actions were justified, Dave.
Well, yeah, and because that she was being verbally argumentative, and later she resisted. And by the way, Mr. Henry, her hands were not behind her back when she was tased. They were, okay, so, you know, they didn't like tase her because she was handcuffed. They tried to handcuff her, but she wouldn't shut up. You know,
well, if somebody's talking, how does that keep you from handcuffing them?
It's distracting, and it's just noise, you know. You're trying to handcuff them, and they're bitching and moaning. I mean, what?
No, I don't see that as... I don't get that.
You're not a police officer, you know.
I may not be a police. I don't understand why you can't handcuff somebody, even if they're talking and bitching and moaning or whatever it is you're saying. Here's Jerry in Charlotte, listening on WBCN. Go ahead, Jerry. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
You know, Phil, after when you think you've heard everything, you finally hear another time. And if somebody was just turning into the station, they'd say, this is a comedy routine. I mean, the gentleman, Dave, I guess his name is, you won't even make the academy. Because I was a field training officer in Chicago for almost 20 years. I know exactly. Chicago was one of the last municipalities, large major cities, that adopted the taser because of the liability factor involved. Number one, you have certain levels of...
I would call Chicago example of a great police department.
Well, all right, let's not get into that, okay? Just go ahead, Jerry.
Here's what I'm trying to say. You have certain levels as a police officer of reactions. Now, when we were in the academy many years ago, the thing we were taught was the most effective weapon, the most deadly weapon you have is not your gun, it's not your taser, it's not your billy club or your ass, it's your brain, it's your mouth. And if you have a restraint when you come up with a situation, more often than not, you're going to be met with restraint from the offenders or the subjects. When you say you're going to tase a woman for mouthing off, you know how quickly you would be arrested for battery, aggravated battery? I mean, a lawyer would have a field day with you.
What are you talking about? Dave, she's making it unsafe for the police to do their job, but she's all blah, 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 blah. What are you going to do?
It makes no difference whatsoever. I mean, what you have to do...
I mean, with all due respect, wouldn't you... Drew Peterson get away.
Hold on. We're not talking about Drew Peterson. Go ahead.
Dave, you've been talking. Let me have my say, okay? I think I know what I'm talking about here.
Drew Peterson got away.
Dave, you have a level, every time you have a situation, you judge by the level of that situation. For example, you start with talking. Then if you have to go to a certain physical force, you try to, you know, do the minimum amount of force. You try to put a person in handcuffs, you take them down. If that doesn't work, then you go to the taser if you have to use it. But taser usually is a last resort, almost as much as a weapon is. I mean, you're not going to shoot somebody with a gun just because they're mouthing off to you. I mean, I can't count the hundreds of times I was called every name in the book. Do you think I was going to shoot somebody because of that? No. I mean,
but if they disorient you and everything, and they're calling, and you know, if they disorient you and they're yelling and stuff, what if they're talking so much that, like, Drew Peterson gets away?
Will you knock it off with Drew Peterson?
What's that?
And now he's going on with Drew Peterson. He's trying to get your goat with Drew Peterson.
If they're talking so much, he gets away.
And Dave, here's one other thing that you need to understand. You cannot fire a taser at an individual, four different individuals, just like you would fire a gun. Because with a gun, you can fire four shots in about a second and a half. With a taser, you have to take the probes out. There's no way you're going to taser four people all at the same time. So that's not even relevant. Okay?
If you have two guys, what if you got two guys?
Let me tell you something. I roll on so many calls with large individuals, and more often than not, even if they're drunk,
man. And they were doing an ice house beer, too. That was the other thing I feel good.
Phil Hendry.
6% alcohol.